Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I bought crystals.
Okay.
Because why not?
Yeah.
And you're supposed to kind of keep them on your person, but they're not on jewellery.
Okay,
so
yeah.
They're just loose. And I had nowhere to put them.
Okay.
But the whole thing about the likes of rose quartz and stuff is it's supposed to be close to your heart.
Okay.
So where else do you put it but your bra? Huh? That's where my crystals are.
Okay.
Adam was feeling me up last week.
Nice.
Nice. And he felt the crystal and he inquired.
Yeah.
And he's been calling me crystal tits ever since.
I have so many questions.
Hello and welcome along to the Unpopular Opinion podcast, the podcast where some people think we're not even friends.
But we make it work.
If we didn't have a podcast, you'd be dead to me.
We wouldn't be friends because that's how the world works,
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe.
What?
They could go find some friends.
Oh. Well, no, that'd be not.
No,
that's a stretch. This week we are talking about Disney.
Disney.
The absolute... Institute?
I'm going to say cult.
Yeah.
I'm going to go right on out there and I'm going to say cult.
So, okay, right. So you don't like Disney films though?
Yeah, I very much grew out of them, I would have to say.
Do you not like still have a bit of a flame for them now?
No.
No?
I had a period of time when I was around 18 I was studying for my Leaving Cert. And I remember I was like, anything... other than studying, one of those. And I kind of tried to go back and I was like, nah, this isn't for me. It was like one of those things, you know, when you're like, nah, fuck this. This is not for me.
And what is it? Is it because it's too childish or do you just not like the premise of the storylines or?
It's just, I really respect what they were to me as a child because they raised me. But it's boring. It's really boring. Like kids films in general, like I've not watched Frozen. I've not watched any of the... newer ones and right. I'd find a struggle, like if I had a child I would find it a struggle to watch them. I don't know what it is. I'm just like, this is so boring. Do you know, I even tried to watch Witches, you know, the new Witches.
Oh yeah.
And Witches was something that absolutely terrified me.
Yeah, I don't have much of a memory of Witches. I think I watched parts of it
when they peeled their faces off. Jen, I couldn't sleep.
Did they eat mice as well or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like really traumatizing as a child.
Mm.
And I was trying to watch the new one and I was like, I can't even get into this.
Really?
Yeah, I just can't. Do you know, they upset me as well. Up really hurts.
Oh, Up is, yeah.
Up really hurts.
Do you not though, you know the way that you were saying you don't, even the most recent ones, because I find they're getting more clever with their scripts in that it's just as much for adults as it is for kids. Would you not try one? And just see, does it appeal to you in any way? Because I just feel like the scripts are very clever in that way.
Like what?
Like, it's... Okay, you're putting me on the spot now. I can't even think of a specific thing. But there are... When you're watching it, you're like, you'll get bits that the kid doesn't.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, no, I get that. But I don't know what it is. I'm picky enough when it comes to films. I've said this before with my music taste, and it's the same with movies. I used to have a great taste in music and a fantastic taste in movies, and I don't have either of those anymore. It's like I grew out of it, and now I'm like, eh.
Basically, it's beige.
I just don't want to try.
Mm.
You know?
You don't have the growl for it. Like.
I think I'm so oversaturated by media constantly.
Yeah.
I just don't have it in me anymore. I don't have it in me to get into series, into movies, into music.
I feel a bit like that myself, actually, because there's so many things on my list that I want to watch, you know, that everybody's been talking about. I still haven't watched Gossip Girl. And do you know what it is? Because I spend my time scrolling.
Yeah, I know.
And I just could not be arsed trying to get into a series.
I think, and I like, again, it's something I said before, I think I'm just so oversaturated consuming content. I just don't really, like, movies that I know I'm going to enjoy. It's like I can't commit unless I know I'm going to enjoy it.
Yeah, okay.
So I get real, like, even with a series, like, I haven't watched Bridgerton yet.
I started watching it and then something, I think a notification came through. And I went on to notification and stuff on, like, halfway through episode one. No, in fairness, I watched The Queen's Gambit.
Yeah, that was brilliant.
Yeah, very good.
And when I get into things, I'm really into it. Like, I will say that. Like, when I give things a chance, I'm like, I'm so glad I gave that a chance. Yeah. It's even the same with books nowadays, Jen. Like, I can't, unless it's going to be a sure thing for me.
Mm.
I don't have the brain capacity. I don't have the space. And that's why I end up rereading the same fucking books, rewatching the same fucking shows.
Mm.
I just can't. So I think with the whole Disney thing, I'm like, oh, it's a bit too much effort.
I'm the opposite now.
Yeah,
I love a Disney film. I'd give anything for Bobby to sit down and have the focus to even just watch like 10 minutes of a Disney film.
Yeah.
Do you know, or even to have it on in the back. Like, I would love just a cold afternoon. That's all I wanted over Christmas, and I just didn't get it.
Yeah.
I know babies are a lot, and you don't really get that until they're older and they're more focused anyway.
Napping.
But I was, I love sitting down. It's one of those things that if you go into the sitting room and there's one on, you're just like, oh, I'll cozy down now and watch this. Like Brave. I did that one time with Brave. Bobby was only born.
Brave looks good.
Brave is brilliant.
Brave looks good. There's a new one, Soul.
Yeah, I'm hearing mixed reactions.
I'm hearing it's tragic, so I won't be watching it. But I've heard it's good.
I've heard it's very deep.
Yeah, and that's what I mean. I'm not, like, after Up, I learned my lesson. I absolutely learned my lesson. I can't do it again, guys.
Mm. There's theories. Theories about Up.
Like, watch
it. There's loads of theories. See, fan theories about Disney just go a bit fucking much. The research that I did, and it was very little because I knew we'd get loads of opinions, then this was going to be jam-packed anyway. But I would hate to see what's on the deep web about Disney. If the stuff that I saw on the actual web was like a lot.
Please tell me.
So, I have my notes are a little bit mixed.
Jen got a notebook, by the way.
Yeah, so get yourself ready for some fucking facts. So, it's very hard to kind of pinpoint. Like, if you ask Google a question about Disney, you'll never get a straight answer because it's so fucking complex.
Oh.
Like, you have Disney, then you have Marvel, and you have, like, Touchstone. Oh. So they own lots of shit.
Yeah.
Do you know? So it all kind of comes under the band of Disney. But if you're trying to get specific, you know, they're like the CGI animated movies. There's 58 Disney animated movies.
Okay.
But there's over 420 under the banner of Disney, Pixar, Jesus. Marvel, Touchstone, all that. And like, they own ABC, ESPN, and like percentages of the History Channel and Lifetime.
What?
And does it actually, where is it? Oh yeah, go on to titlemax.com. They have a map of everything that Disney owns. You would be all fucking year trying to like consume or even read into what they own.
Really?
It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. So it's huge, but the fandom websites, and they have like counted and categorized different things, like how many deaths are in Disney movies, but they have them categorized as in like natural disasters, at the fault of a man, you know, like that kind of thing. So like, even if you write in how many deaths have there been in Disney animated films, you will not get an answer. You'll just get grids of like the different types. It's fucking mental. One thing became clear. People are batshit crazy about Disney. And like that, I said, it's hard to find an actual answer because of how deep they get. One thing that I did notice actually was I didn't realise how into, like, stuff that I didn't think about.
Like theories or?
Not just theories, but like Snow White was 14.
Oh.
Do you know?
Oh.
Jasmine was 15.
Okay.
I never would have fucking thought about that.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah.
It's just a bit mental. And then for fan theory, there is a Reddit thread which you can access. It's not private or anything like that. There's over 1,500 comments on this. But fan theories believes that all the movies are in the same universe at different points in time.
I've heard that before, where there's something in Snow White about a star that is the same star in a different film.
Yeah.
And no, I know kind that
of there is Easter eggs. Like, a lot of Disney films will have, like, a Mickey Mouse, a very small Mickey Mouse somewhere.
Yeah.
Which I've seen, and they're Easter eggs, and they're kind of well known and stuff. But these people are taking it to the... They think it all means something.
Oh, it doesn't mean anything.
No, it's not that deep one. Like, somebody made a... So she made a map on Reddit, and she pinpointed geographical locations of where each movie was set. But, like, the fucking comments killed me off. So, like... One of them was like, I think Gaston might have killed Bambi's ma. And then she was like, yeah, it's possible.
Oh.
But Gaston was in France. That was in France. And that type of deer, the white-tailed deer, is only found in North America. So it's unlikely, hon. Like, the moderator of this thread in particular is just fucking nailing everyone. Like,
really, like, this is a job for her.
That's, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. That's terrifying.
It is terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Disney himself. Mm. So, like, the institute that is Disney outside of the movies or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So there was rumours about his body
being
frozen.
Mm-hmm.
And that the reason the Frozen film came out was when you Googled Disney Frozen, that all the merch and the movie and all that sort of stuff. He was cremated 2 days after he died, and he died of lung cancer. So, like,
okay,
I don't really see the point in freezing a body if it's, like, dead already, you know what I mean? Yeah,
and has disease and died of a disease
and is already dead.
Yeah.
I can not that I condone it, but I could see the merit in somebody freezing themselves before they die.
Yeah.
To see would they come alive then when they tar out, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like Austin Powers kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I just don't see the point in freezing it. Unless if you just want to look at it.
But then I'm like, I suppose to get to a frozen state, you will die
of hypothermia.
Yeah. Yeah, you will die. Like,
it has been done with animals and stuff like that, but... Yeah, it didn't happen to Disney. That's what people were kind of saying. But the reason why... Because some people thought, oh, they came out with Frozen, so that if you Google this, then it was a cover-up. Yeah. This is what the whole thing was. And I was like...
Now
I literally just Googled Walt Disney's dead body, and I found out the answer. So, like, it's not really that deep. You wouldn't be covered up that much. I mean, there was controversies.
Okay.
Controversies.
Sheesh.
With Disney. So, this is, right, back in the day, there was this, as I said, they own kind of the history, a percentage of the History Channel, and they do an awful lot more than just, like, you know, the Princess Fairies animated films.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a wildlife documentary that they did, and they made it out that lemmings...
What's lemmings?
Little tiny...
Oh, yes, I know. Yeah.
That they jump to their death, that they're suicidal...
Oh.
And that they jump off cliffs to their deaths, and there was, like, this whole theory behind it. But it was later found out that he had gotten a load of lemmings and he put them on this turnstile, and it was, like, CGI'd them, like, to make it look like they were jumping to their death. They were all pushed. Yeah. What the purpose of that was, I have no fucking idea. But he has a history of, like, animal cruelty.
Jesus.
Yeah, which is terrible, because there's another part, it was like a wildlife park got to do, it was Disney teams. I don't know if it was in Disney World or not, but there was, like, reports of bludgeoned vultures, and, like, a load of them were killed off, and, like, killed on purpose. Tiger King type of shit going on with the birds. Very weird. And then they tried to... This is another one. Now, there's loads of controversies. Now, they weren't... Like, some were bad. Some weren't that bad. There's people along the lines who have been accused of certain things that I don't know the results of, so I'm not going to talk about. But they tried to trademark Dia de los Muertos.
Oh, for fuck.
They tried to trademark the Hispanic...
Why?
Holiday.
I'm not shocked.
Yeah, no, they did. All got to do with Coco, the film Coco.
Oh yeah,
fantastic.
That's supposed
film.
To be good, by the way. That's supposed to be very good.
Fucking brilliant. But there was backlash, obviously, from the Latin community.
Obviously,
because he was trying to trademark.
Yeah.
Like their whole holiday. And there was a chap called Lalo Alcarez who lashed out with Morto Mouse. So it was obviously, he was a cartoonist. And it was
it a dead Mickey Mouse?
Yeah, it was like
what was he doing?
Yeah. He had like fangs and he was skeletal and he'd a lot of shit. It was a mad drawn. But it was basically backlash from this Hispanic cartoonist because of what was trying to happen. But they ended up employing him.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
yeah. No, happy that was ending. Kind of a happy ending. So he, you know, they employed him, and he had a lot got to do with Coco, and all of that. So they obviously backed the fuck down from trying to trademark.
Yeah.
Dia de los Muertos, and that's all of I have on my research.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So, who are you? What Disney character are you? I saw that the other day. Actually, do you remember Tony Cantwell's? do you remember the filter on Instagram?
Oh,
and it was like, what Disney character are you?
Oh, sorry.
And it was like, it was a throwback from last year that he was doing it. And it was like, it was just basically him taking the piss out of it. But I was like, ah, I miss it.
Yeah.
I miss that. Who are you?
Oh, fuck, you're putting me on the spot now. I feel like I'd be Moana.
All right, go on.
Just because she's a bit of a tomboy. She's a bit of a, like, she's not waiting around on anyone to get shit done for her, do you know what I mean?
Okay.
I feel like I'd be a bit of a Moana.
Interesting.
Or a bit of a Ormerida from Brave. Just because they're independent ladies.
Okay.
You know, they're not little damsel in distresses. Okay. Or I could be Sleeping Beauty as well. I'd nap for days. I honestly, I wouldn't even need the fucking, the course.
You're Aurora.
I'm a bit of, I'm a bit of a trilogy.
I'm everyone, really.
I'm sleepy. I'm independent. I am out of eight sometimes, but I'm really sleepy. There we go.
Okay.
I like it.
Okay.
What do you think?
Yeah, okay, I can see that from you.
What about you?
Gaston.
you fucking stumped me there. I thought you meant Disney princess. I didn't realise you said character.
Okay. No, I'm Gaston.
Yeah.
Yeah, either that or the really high cat out of Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, okay, yeah.
The really weird one.
I put you there.
Yeah.
Rather than...
I'd love to be Gaston. I think he's more like what I would like to be, but I think I am more the stoned cat out of Alice in Wonderland. Yeah, I've always related to Gaston.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
In what sense? I don't really get it.
He's just spunky, isn't he? No one drinks like Gaston. No one thinks like Gaston. I just love him as a character. I don't know what... I love him.
Do you?
Yeah, I love him. Like, he's got big dick energy for me. Like, I'm sorry.
He does have big dick energy. I just feel like he comes across as very arrogant.
Maybe he's more the character I fancy.
Maybe he is, yeah.
Like, what Disney character do you fancy?
Oh,
mine would be Gaston, I think.
Mm.
I should probably just stay with that cat in Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think that's probably me. Either that or I'm probably like the doorknob in Beauty and the Beast. You know, like I'm probably something like so.
The candle.
Yeah, like, yeah, no, he was way too cool for me. Yeah. Like, no way. No. Mm. I'm something way more like low-key. Something in the background like that. You know, that dopey, you know, the blind mouse out of.
Yes. Yeah.
Or maybe even Sneezy, the dwarf.
Yeah.
Yeah, someone non-consequential. Yeah, you'd be sleepy. Yeah, or dopey. I could be that one too.
Mm.
Yeah, no, I kind of, yeah, I had a, or Kronk, you know, pull the lever, Kronk. I'm probably Kronk.
You might be, who's the, not Grumpy, you could be Doc, I think.
Yeah, I could be Doc.
I think I'd Doc.
Yeah, I could be Doc. Now, princess-wise, that's different.
Okay.
You know, well, like, see, they're not all princesses, though, are they?
They're not really. Like... I think I know the air. They're kind of the spawn of royalty, like.
Yeah. Not all of them, though.
Most of them are. Like, Moana is the daughter of the chief.
Yes. Yeah,
Ariel is the daughter of, I don't know what his fucking name, but he rules Atlantis.
Like, is it Poseidon?
Oh, yeah, that's who it was. Triton.
Triton, King Triton, yeah. The wrong name, yeah.
You're Ursula. You're a fucking Ursula. course, yeah.
I really wanted to. There was one Halloween and I was going to go balls to the wall. Like, I was going to do it all, paint me purple, like the whole thing. And then fucking Perry Edwards did it from bloody Little Mix.
Ah,
and I was like, well, I can't really do that now, can I?
Jesus.
No, I think out of like the princesses, I'm Megara.
Well, who's Megara?
Meg from Hercules.
Oh, I've never seen Hercules.
Never seen. Oh, Hercules is great. Or Hades. I actually, yeah, I'm probably Hades.
Okay.
With a little bit of Megara. See, I'm a bit of Megara, you know, secrets.
Okay.
Not sure. You really need to see Hercules. I can't believe you're a Disney fan and you haven't seen Hercules. That's the best one.
Yeah, I'm not like a fucking knee deep in Disney. Like, I like it, you know, but I haven't seen them all. You know, like, there's some of the classics. Like, I only saw Dumbo for the first time last year.
Very sad.
Very sad.
Why would you do that to yourself?
Yeah. Mm.
Jesus.
I know.
So, I mean, there's a few you stay away from. Dumbo, Bambi. Bambi. Fox and the Hound's great.
Didn't see that.
Fox and the Hound's
fabulous.
Lady and
fabulous. The Tramp, can't remember.
Oh, I love Lady and the
and
Tramp.
I'm big into dogs, so I'm surprised.
I'm surprised at yourself. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
101 Dalmatians.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. Yeah. I find that boring.
Yeah, it is quite boring. There's nothing really to it. What, you have 101 Dalmatians? Cool.
Yeah.
Like, next topic, please.
They go missing. There's 101 of them.
Yeah. Like, surely
it's hard to miss.
Surely if 50 of them went, you'd be like, fine.
I do always think, though, you know, 101 Dalmatians, where the dogs are like barking at each other to tell each other where, like, when they're about to hunt for them.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen them here. Yeah. I've seen them there. And when I hear dogs barking at each other around the street, that's what I imagine they're doing. Not about the 101 Dalmatians, but like talking to each other.
Yeah.
There's a motorbike around the corner. Be careful.
Watch you. Watch you.
Yeah.
That butcher, right? He's actually quite sound.
Yeah, exactly.
Go hunt around there a little bit. Yeah.
Nice bit of piss around the corner there, laddie.
I do always wonder, because I'm like, do they think they have little girlfriends and boyfriends? Do you know what I mean? You know when you see the dog, you're like, oh, little girlfriend and boyfriend.
Yeah, yeah. So cute.
Or is that just us being fucking creeps?
Ah, yeah, no, it is.
Yeah.
It definitely is.
Yeah.
There was a vet on it. There was a vet on one of the shows yesterday and they were talking about, like, you know, your new year or people who got puppies and stuff like that, mm-hmm. and how to train them for Christmas. And he was like, one of the things that he said at the end of it was like, we need to stop being a little bit deluded in thinking that they're little humans. And I was just like, rude.
Yeah, that is, yeah. I feel
so
very
fucking rude.
Yeah, I feel very seen.
Yeah.
Very seen with us.
Yeah, he was like, you need to treat them like dogs. And I was like, oh.
I have seen that. I understand it. I don't agree with it.
No,
but yeah, I understand it. Yeah, but with 100, yeah, that was the kind of thing with 101 Dalmatians. I was like, surely you could just let a few go. Like, you'd like let Cruella have like a few.
A few.
She doesn't need all 101. That's just her being greedy.
It's a lot.
Actually, probably Cruella. It could be Cruella as well.
Ah, no. You're not. No.
Maybe
you're,
Ursula.
You're pinning yourself as...
I don't know. I just feel like I'm more of a villain.
Ursula's fun, though, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll leave it with Ursula.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, so there's all that kind of weird stuff going on. And then there's like Disney adults, they're called.
Yeah.
Which are kind of a different cult of their own. Now, personally, I wish I could get the joy out of Disney that Disney adults get.
Okay.
But I know Disney adults freak a lot of people out.
To what extent? Explain a Disney adult to me.
So, like, a Disney adult, there's a few that, like, I've worked with in the past and stuff like that. A Disney adult is, like, somebody who goes to Disney possibly twice or three times a year. That's their holiday. That's their big holiday. That's, like, what they say for... Because I will say, Disneyland, like, the parks are fucking expensive.
Oh, they're so expensive, yeah.
They're outrageously expensive. Like, everything in them, so expensive as well. So, like, they exclusively holiday at Disney. Like, they kind of exclusively watch Disney films or anything in the Disney universe.
Mm.
Whether that be Marvel or whatever else like that. They tend to kind of marry a Disney adult.
Oh, we get you.
You know?
Yeah.
They get proposed to at Disneyland.
Mm.
I'm all for, like, I love a theme park.
Yeah.
But I know when to walk away from a theme park.
Let it be a small part of you. That's...
Yeah. And this is another thing. I really don't want to like shit on people and what makes them happy and what makes them joyous.
Yeah.
I really don't. Because like, if fucking going to Disney 100 times a year it makes you happy, then do it. Like,
yeah.
If you want to spend all your money there, absolutely. I'm just explaining more the premise of a Disney adult.
Mm.
And it's like, you know, they wear a lot of Disney merch.
Mm.
you know, everything kind of like the cups, the pens, like everything, like there's just stuff all around their houses that are quite Disney-ish.
Yeah.
Their weddings are Disney themed. That's kind of your Disney adult.
Yeah.
And it's like this kind of giddiness. They vlog every single thing that they do. They like they know stuff about parks, like they research into parks and like trying to. There was one guy actually who used to break into the parks. He got arrested eventually, but he used to go like, and he was kind of known by security guards, but he used to like break into all like, you know, the Haunted Mansion and all that kind of crack.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was kind of like a Disney adult that just kind of went a bit sinister. Do you know what it is? I feel like there's a very fine line between.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Adults that kind of like kids things, and then like a sinister love of childish things.
Yes. No, yeah, you're dead
I think
right.
That's why people get uncomfortable. Because mm-hmm. there is just such a like history of things being a bit odd, you know? Now again, if you're a Disney adult, and there's loads of people in our DMs that are like, I'm a Disney adult, yeah, blah blah blah. But then there's like the Disney adults, and then there's like an American Disney adult, and then like a Disney adult on crack.
Yeah,
you know,
there is a big difference.
There's a big difference, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
See, before you explained that to me, I would have called myself a Disney adult just because I like Disney.
No, you're not a Disney adult at all.
No, but that's what I thought it was. I didn't realize.
No, Disney adults are a breed. Like they're a different breed. Like they're a different kettle of fish altogether. But again, as long as it's not sinister, and as long as it's not like
putting you into debt.
Yeah. Yeah, as long as it's not like affecting your normal
life. Yeah,
like there's nothing. Yeah. I love this whole like, you know, everybody has an inner kid.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but then sometimes I'm like, I feel like that's promoted too much. We have to be adults.
Yeah. No, I get you. I do.
Like, everybody does have an inner kid. Yeah, I'm into everybody having an inner kid. Yeah, but then there's some kind of things that I'm like, okay, can we not just be adults here and see these things for what they are?
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. We actually have somebody in the DMs who, her friend had a Disney-themed wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we asked for more context, and she just said that her wedding dress looked like a classic Disney princess, and her hair was in a huge upstyle with a tiara. It was great crack, though, but the women were to one side at all times, and the guys to the other.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I thought...
At like a wedding?
A Disney themed thing was that you'd have, I don't know, posters of Olaf or something.
No, I can, like, I think Disney, like, yeah, I can.
Or your party favours would be.
Yeah, like a Mickey Mouse pen. Like, yeah. Or a shot glass.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay. Cool.
I know that there's a girl on Instagram called Bex Forever Disney. And she'd be kind of a Disney adult, but she's not. She's not sinister.
Okay.
She's just very into it, and she would do like comedy sketches with other Disney adults, and they'd dress up as characters and sing the songs and stuff like that. You know?
So here's another listener story. Anybody over the age of 12 that's super into Disney is fucking weird in my view. My partner works for their social media in the US. He emigrated. I plan on moving next year. But some of the messages written in are off the charts. Weird. A 55-year-old woman saying how her and her husband fuck in the bath and he calls her Ariel.
Okay.
Or she puts a dog collar on and they reenact Lady and the Tramp.
Right.
Some of them are asking for advice on how to cope after losing a parent, or they can get pretty heavy. I'm sure you girls know, but people can send some very, 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 very personal stories on social media. I do know that.
Okay. Yeah.
I do know that.
That's a lot.
I love the, like, I'm not here, again, kink shaming. I'm not into it. Quite. I'd like to see the dynamic between the lady and the tramp role play.
Yeah. You ever see them people who do the whole, like, they dress up as babies and they dress up as dogs and stuff?
Yeah.
I'd say there's an awful lot of that goes on with Disney.
Yeah.
Do you know?
That's what I mean. I feel like there's, you know, there's like steps to
it's
things.
It's a fetish more so than a...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is this about? Mm. Yeah.
Ah, whatever, Aaron, so hun. I have another one here. Hey, gals, love the pod. I love Disney movies and the parks are such great... Good crack, sorry. However, nothing disturbs me more than adults that pose by themselves in the characters. Or with the characters, sorry. Like, imagine if it's just some young one making a few euro dressing up and a full-blown adult is looking for hugs and autographs and photos. They always have a funny, quote-unquote funny, photo where they're posed. Like, don't mean to be controversial, but vom. So, don't get in a photo by yourself with a Disney... I don't see the harm in that. Like, if you go to Disney World and it's you... Say, like, you go to Florida with your partner.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go to Florida and not go to the Magical Kingdom. And then, like, I wouldn't see a problem getting in a photo with Mickey Mouse. Like, do you know what I mean?
Who's that for?
By yourself. I don't think there's anything sinister about that.
No, there's nothing sinister about it, but I do like the whole posing, like people chase these characters around to get photos with them, you know?
I know, if you're passing him by and he's not up to much.
That's, sit there, have a fag.
I think it's down to
oh,
context.
Oh shit, there's Jen, hey!
Yeah, exactly. The context of the photo, I think, is important, probably.
One of the girls that I worked on Disney Cruise.
Oh.
And she was a fairy godmother.
Nice.
And she said it was so tiring.
Oh God.
You had to be on all the time. It was like kids around you constantly. Now, if you saw her, you'd be like, she is like the ideal fairy godmother.
Right, okay.
Like, she like perfectly fits it. She's petite, beautiful hair, like really gorgeous, you know, but a tiny little thing. But like, she was like, it was tapped. Like, it's tapped. And she was like, and they're horrible to work for as well, the crews.
Oh God.
Yeah, she was like, it was really like, they were horrible to work for. Like, you're talking like 12-hour shifts without a break. Like, you're essentially running a crash. She was like, yeah, it was very bad. Very, very bad.
Oh my God.
I'd love to work on a cruise, I think.
I'd like to do it just the once.
Yeah, for the experience.
Mm. Yeah. And I have one here. On the Disney episode, I just found out through TikTok that you can't dress up as a character if you're going to be going to one of the parks. Apparently it's to keep up with the image of Disney in case a child sees someone dressed as Cinderella or something smoking or doing something quote unquote un-Disney. You can see that, but you can do a thing called Disney bounding, which is kind of like giving your outfit a character theme, like say wearing a purple top and a green trousers to pretend that you're Ariel or something like that. Should clarify that as an adult, you can't dress up. Children under 14 can.
Okay.
So you're not allowed to dress up as any of the...
I understand that.
I get it. Something else that I read, actually, while I was looking stuff up. They won't... What fucking character was it? There was a young lad that died of leukemia.
Oh,
and
God.
The family wanted an engravement on his grave of a Disney character. I can't remember which. Well, I think it was, maybe it was Peter Pan. And Disney said no.
What do you mean? As in they wanted a commissioned piece, or I don't understand.
No, they didn't want anything to ruin the... They didn't want it like associated with a grave.
Oh God. Yeah. She's not just banging on and say nothing.
Well, see, it was the person who was running the graveyard or whoever the powers
like,
that
no.
be. Yeah, said no, you need to get... permission from Disney to do that. Like,
that's very interesting.
Yeah. And then, but then somebody in the same article, it said somebody, it wasn't Disney, it was under Marvel, a kid who had passed away unfortunately wanted, well, the parents of the child wanted Iron Man on his grave and they let him. So it must be something got to do with, and they did mention like a rule. They were like, it's actually out of our control. It was Walt Disney himself back in the day put this rule in, and like, there's nothing that we can do to overpower it. It wasn't that it was a straight up no, fuck you, you can't have this. Yeah. It was like a certain rule that he just didn't want it associated with, like, sadness or anything like
and
that.
And yet you give me up.
It was to keep...
You give me up.
Yeah. It was to keep the illusion of, like, all things happy. That kind of thing.
Okay, well, I need to have a strong conversation.
They're very strong, like, strong-willed about, like, what the characters are, like, what goes on around it. Like, you can't go dressing up and then... It's like fucking... You can't smoke in your school uniform. That kind of thing, do you know? Yeah. Like, you can't...
Can't smoke out the front of the shops.
Yeah, that's it.
That you're working.
Do you know? Because it's just... it represents Disney as a whole, and they just do not allow it.
Well, I do understand that.
Yeah.
I don't think it's great that anybody, like... I don't think... Yeah, I think for kids and stuff, like, you don't really want to be seen goofy floating around with fag. Like, it's just not really something we're having a drink.
No, it's
like,
not. It's the illusion.
Like, having a beer, like, it just wouldn't really be a thing.
No.
But I do understand why they don't let adults dress up.
Yeah.
Because I think it would just become mayhem. And then with kids and they're trying to associate and, like, to work in the park, like, that's a paying job.
Mm.
So but I kind of like the idea of the theme. You can kind of go and be themed and you can kind of join in the crack, but you just can't be... like dressed up as them.
It'd be so uncomfortable. Like, it's fucking like 3 days to get through that park. You wouldn't be going dressed up anyway.
Oh, you'd be
shorts and a tank top.
Some people are really into it.
They are, aren't they?
Yeah. It's
it consuming. Wouldn't be me now, the fucking humidity.
No, too much. Way too hot.
Far too much.
Far too hot for me.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Can say from experience.
Fellow friend of the pod here said, so many Disney adults work in Lush, it's frightening.
And I can concur.
And I can concur. It is fucking frightening. I remember when we used to be like closing up the shop or whatever, and there used to be like full on arguments about putting on the Disney soundtracks, like,
oh, really?
Depending on who you're closing with. And it, like, if I was closing, I was like, I would rather smash this gaff up than have to listen to that shit. Hate it.
Now, I'm the opposite.
You'd listen to that shit while you're mopping fucking floors.
Yeah, it's very feel good.
Digging out ice and cleaning pots. Nah.
Hearing Sebastian singing Under the Sea.
No, no.
It just gives me life.
No, like anything. I used to be honest, I probably shouldn't have blared the music that I used to blare. I wouldn't give a fuck when I was locking up. I was literally like, no, it's not happening.
Linkin Park.
Mad. There's a song called Pussy by Iggy Azalea, and I remember it just came on really loudly, and one of the lads that I was working with was like, maybe not this one. It's like, yeah, maybe not.
Yeah.
Literally. Oh, God. Yeah, no, it was like, it was one of those things. There is a shocking amount of Disney adults that work in Lush, I think.
Yeah.
I can see it. It's the whole demeanour. I'm still shocked. Why do you think I'm such a bitch? It's because I worked in Lush, probably. It sapped all of my goodness out. It sapped all the energy out of me. I feel like it's a very Disney adult place to be.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
The two are like conflate, you know.
It seems like such a...
It's not. It's a hellhole.
Okay, all right.
It's a fucking hellhole.
We'll not talk about it anymore. See, you seem to be getting a bit upset there, Carl. Yeah. Somebody here said, I am a Disney adult, but I'm not a Disney adult.
No, there's a difference.
Yeah. I love the movies and I love the parks, and that's about as far as it goes for me. I'd be the same. I liked the roller coasters and the immersive areas. Who doesn't? I watched the movies mainly with my son, but I enjoy them, I do admit. But the worst thing is being pegged as a Disney adult. All the Penny's gifts are awful. I have a room of Disney gifts I got. I said I loved, then immediately put back into the spare room to die. Hate that room. Shudders. Laughy face emoji. It's hard to admit I like Disney because people who really like Disney love the fuck out of it. See, that's the thing. If you say you like Disney, people are going to get you a chip cup. And it's like...
Yeah, they are going to get you a chip cup. That's like the first present. It's like the most generic thing.
Yeah, I don't have the space for it. I'm not going to drink out of that. It's a sideways... I have one.
A chip cup.
I loved
who pegged you?
The premise of it. Now I did, because I was like, oh my God, I want that. But like when I got it, I was kind of going, yeah, not for me. It's a sideways cup.
Yeah, that's annoying.
And I'm not going to display that. Same as don't buy me a teddy.
Unpopular opinion. Chip was fucking annoying.
Ah, Chip was cute.
Chip was annoying.
Mrs. Potts.
Mrs. Potts did the business. I'll give her that. Chip was annoying.
Ah, no, he wasn't.
He was.
You're not a man.
Ugh. playing the Ma card again.
I know, in fairness, I haven't seen Beauty and the Beast since I became a Ma, so I just, but I do. I've always thought Chip was cute.
Okay, another unpopular opinion. I fancy Beast as Beast and not same. As. Yeah,
he was
non-fuckable when he became the prince.
When he came to prince, it was his eyes.
It was the eyes.
Yeah.
It was the fucking eyes. I fancy Beast as Beast, and I don't know what that makes me.
So now who else I fancy?
Who?
Unpopular opinion. Caesar from Planet of the Apes. You know, James
Franco.
Oh my
gosh.
He's just something about his expressions. I'm like, oh.
What the fuck?
It gets me. I don't know why.
You were getting at me for Gaston, and now you just have to admit that. Yeah. You were trying to lube me up there to get me.
I don't know. But it's that kind of, it's that unexplainable. Do you remember the world's best looking gorilla? In like,
no.
I think he was in Asian Zoo. You're
way too into this.
Oh no. No, there was
that gorilla.
There was like a frenzy when a picture of this gorilla went out. He's a silverback gorilla. I think he's in an Asian zoo somewhere.
I know so much about him.
And there was like, no, that's literally all I know about him. But there was like, there was a lot of commentary online going, why is he so good looking? why do I fancy him? How is he so handsome?
Oh my god. Oh, so
I'm
weird.
I'm not into bestiality. It's just, it's something that my brain, I can't, like, I can't control it. It's just, I'm just like, he's actually very good looking. Do you know?
So is Beast as Beast.
Yeah.
proud to be a Disney adult at the ripe age of 32. The stories, the movies, and especially the theme parks. I just love that one man created a mouse and it's grown to what it is today. Mm. I will accept it's very commercial and they can take all my money.
Yeah.
My life goal is to travel to all of the parks in the world. I've even got Mickey Mouse tattooed on me and a giant canvas of the castle over my bed. We've always been a Disney family. All our holidays as kids were to Orlando and it just stuck with me. Even at Christmas, a lot of our decorations are Disney themed. I cannot get enough.
Oh.
So okay. This is what I mean. I've issues with it because I'm like, if that's what gives you happiness,
yeah,
by all means,
mm-hmm.
go
just,
for it.
Just not your bag. Like.
It's just not my bag. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, you know.
I have another one here. Love Disney. It's amazing. Both Florida and Paris. Stayed on site and off site. It's just a lovely bubble. You go in and everyone is so happy and the world just feels better, like when you were a kid and you hadn't a care in the world. It's expensive, mind you. I usually pay 1,000 odd to stay in Paris for 5 nights with the tickets, flights, hotel, on-site and sometimes meals included. Then Florida usually costs me to go to 3,000 to 4,000 euro for myself, my daughter, for meals, tickets, flights, food around late October. Usually go so I have the Halloween and Christmas. Oh yeah, because they team the parks, like they do.
Yeah, that looks fucking cool. Unreal, I would like to go. Mm. I think it's very magical.
Yes, very magical. Yeah. Very fucking magical.
I would bring kids. Very lovely. I would bring kids. If I had kids, I do think I'd bring them to Disney because absolutely. It was the one thing that I was denied as a child.
So same.
My mum would never let us go to Disney. She's like, no, not doing it. You'll fall in. This is the same with my mum in America. You'll fall in love.
Oh yeah.
And you'll always moan and it's the only holiday you'll ever let us go on. So we were never allowed to go to Disney. Oh, okay. She wouldn't let my granny offered to bring us, she wouldn't let us, like it was a no, a whole no.
Oh, it was a no from her.
Alright. Yeah.
She goes on to say, it really is so magical. I went for my daughter when she was 3 and I have done a Disney holiday every year now since, and she's now 11, so there you go. Such a lucky girl. We do go to Universal as well, as some Disney fans won't. Oh, so that's the thing, is it?
What?
Disney fans don't go to Universal.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Wow.
Have I been to Universal? Yeah, I've been to Universal. Mm. Universal's brilliant.
Unreal.
Universal's fucking great. And the one in California is fantastic.
Yeah.
And it's not even as good as the Florida one.
I've been to the Florida one now, but they change it a lot. Like, because the family that I went to, it was my mate's family brought me, and we went to Universal. And like that, it'd take about 3 days to get through these parks in full. But like, apparently, because they were one of those families that went all the time. They had a house in Kissimmee in Florida.
Oh, wow, yeah.
So they had like a villa and stuff. So they used to go often. And when they went to Universal that particular year, they were like, oh, this wasn't here the last time. And they would have only been there like a year and a half, 2 years before. So they switch Universal up quite a lot, depending on which movies come out. You know, like they had a Spider-Man ride. I don't know if that's still there.
Oh,
they had a Shrek ride.
They've
don't know
money
if that's
to burn.
Still there. The Mummy ride, all that kind of stuff.
The Mummy ride sounds fucking class.
It's very
class.
It's terrifying, but it's brilliant.
Class.
Yeah.
I've done Universal in California, which is great. It's very good. You can do the little trailer park, you know, where you go around. It's like 2 hours on a thing, but they bring you around all the sets, and it's brilliant. It's fantastic. I like amusement parks.
Mm.
They're not my absolute diehard, but I do enjoy them. Tom can't stand them, so it's a bit of a shit one. My dad, right, obsessed.
Ah.
Yeah, loves a roller coaster. Like, really, we had no choice.
Austin Towers is brilliant.
Never been.
Fucking unreal. Not too far from home either.
Yeah, I've bitten. See, he wouldn't go with me. Bring Ray.
Yeah.
Ray's great crack. I tell you one thing, Ray is fucking a belter.
Ah,
he's really fun. Like, he's really like, he's great crack in that.
And
I'd
say he kind of goes childlike in those kind of.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, honestly, he really does.
I can't go.
He's so cute.
I can't go.
But I have been to Disneyland Paris. Sorry, I think I didn't even mention that. Yeah, I have been to Disneyland Paris. I was brought by an ex when I was 18, and I'd rather forget the whole thing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
The circumstances around.
Yeah, like, just everything. I'd rather put it in the bin. I'd rather pretend it never happened.
See, I went when I was 16 and it was Florida and we did all of them. So we did Universal, SeaWorld, Magical Kingdom,
which is
basically Disneyland because there's three within Disneyland.
Yeah.
There's MGM, Warner Brothers, and they're all like within... No, sorry. There's a Disney water park. I can't remember what the name of that was. But there was three within... The Disney, and then the Magical Kingdom is what you see, is where the castle is and all that. There's an awful lot of empty space in them, though. Like, you know those, like, when you're walking down towards the castle.
Yes, and I noticed that, and you're like, what is this?
What is it? It's just props.
Yeah.
Like, it's just places for people to hang around. There's actually not that many rides in them.
That's what I fucking, thank you for saying that.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I noticed that too.
Yeah.
And I remember I was just a bit like, okay.
Here we are. The castle is a gift shop, sorry.
Again, there was a lot of things that I was like, I thought this was going to be more fun.
Yeah.
There was a lot of that. I remember that being a bit like, I thought this was going to be
more
fun.
It's because you build it
fun.
Up in your head. It's because your mother denied you when you were younger.
Yeah, probably, bitch.
But like, now, this girl, and fair play to you, bringing your daughter since she was three. I have maybe this is an unpopular opinion. I will not bring a child on a big holiday until they're at least eight.
Yeah, I think there is 100%. I do get
that
too.
Fucking remember.
They're not going to remember it. They're absolutely not going to remember it. And also, when I was young, our parents left us a lot with my granny. You know, they had their luxury of being able to do that. So when they'd go on bigger trips, but I feel like that's not something that people do anymore.
No.
It's like you're seen as scandalous for leaving your kids. I'm like, I fucking loved going down to my granny's. It was like holidays for me.
Yeah.
She used to pack our lunches. She used to bring us to school. She used to let us have bold things. Yeah. Like, it was the fucking crack.
Nannas are amazing.
And you could have that bonding experience. And I remember she used to like read us stories when we were trying to fall asleep. And we had a twin room and we were back in the same room. My sister always had separate rooms, do you know?
Yeah.
So we were back in the same room. It was like all the fun.
Yeah.
So I used to love when my parents would go away. I'd be like, peace, deuces. But this, I feel like it's really looked down upon now.
I don't think it's
you have to bring your fucking kids with you absolutely everywhere. You have to do absolutely everything with your children. I'm like, no, fuck that.
I don't really think that's the case.
I feel that way a lot. Maybe it's social media, but I feel that way a lot. And some of the fucking shitty things that I've seen be written about people.
Well, come here. When you're going on 5, 6, 7 holidays a year without your child, and it's just like, it just seems like you're trying to get away from them, that's kind of, you're probably going to get people saying stuff. But I don't think there's anything wrong with, especially like, even if you wanted to go away with the girls.
Yeah.
It's a girls trip. Leave the kid with the fella. Go on.
Yeah.
See you later. Or the nana. If
that's another thing that people seem to be fucking allergic to, leaving their kids with their partner.
Oh, come here, listen. There's a reason for that.
Yeah, true. That's absolutely true. I love Disney. Like, honestly, probably watch a movie every week. I've yet to go to Disneyland, but really want to Paris or Orlando, wherever. Oh, you're just like, wherever. Orlando will be better. I'm just going to tell you that.
Yes.
Now. Yeah. But I'm not big on a whole wearing Disney merch and all. Kind of weirds me out a bit. Don't mind cups or jammies.
Yeah.
Oh, there's Jen. But like actual daytime clothing. And then it's like that ice face. Like, you can love the movies without wearing a princess hoodie or getting a Disney themed writing in your house, car or cakes. Fine for kids, but as an adult I wouldn't fancy it. Remember that trend in the early noughties of girls getting like Tinkerbell pink stickers and quotes stuck on their car, or like the seat and steering wheel covers? I do remember that.
Yeah, I had Playboy.
you were Playboy. So, but yeah, there was always a bit of
I'd be alright with a t-shirt. Do you know, like,
I wouldn't.
In other words, they have logos on like they have Stranger Things t-shirts, they have Friends t-shirts. Those kind of just like one t-shirt is fine. In my eyes.
We were in Penny's the other day, and you know the way Penny's just randomly, they have like a whole section for Stranger Things now.
Yes.
Like I can't get a tank top or a fucking pair of matching jocks, but they've a fucking Stranger Things section. And we were walking through it and I was like, Tom goes, who the fuck likes Stranger Things this much that they're going to buy a cap or whatever, like a cap, a t-shirt, a jeans and a fucking pencil holder or whatever. And this kid, this like teenager walked by, oh look mum, Stranger Things. And I was like, well, there's your fucking answer.
Yeah.
There's a reason why they're still doing it.
The Stranger Things, I feel like the styling of clothes kind of does have a bit of an influence. Do you know, like, it's gone very 80s again, you know, all that, the kind of, but, like, the actual merch, I wouldn't be wearing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I just...
I go around wearing jeans that has the words Stranger Things on the arse pocket. Like.
Yeah, but I also can't remember, like, imagine a time where I'd wear a hoodie being like, I'm Peter's little pan, or whatever it is, you know?
I wouldn't mind a t-shirt with, like, a Tinkerbell on it, you know? Grand, like. It's not weird.
It's just not something... It's not to my taste.
All right.
You know? It's just not to my taste. It's not to my taste. Like, merch in general just wouldn't be to my taste.
I have one here. I never watch Disney movies. I don't even particularly like them, but I was lucky enough to be brought to Euro Disney in Paris a few times as a child, and it's my favourite place in the world. That's mad.
Ooh.
Can't wait to go back once all this COVID shite is gone. The atmosphere there is just undeniably magical. Also hate when people say it's weird when people go without kids. It's obviously 108 times more fun.
Yeah.
Without them, because they can't go on any of the big rides anyway, which is very true.
Yeah, actually, the parks aren't so much like, the parks are a moneymaker, and they're going to make more money off adults getting pissed, because I tell you one thing, their fucking drinks are expensive as well.
Mm.
Like the drinks in Universal and all that other kind of crap, like they're so saucy. Like,
it's great.
Yeah, but like you can get like the bloody like margaritas, and it's like half a thing of fucking rum and then the rest of the margarita mix in them. Have you seen the Disney Toastie?
Is this where, like, there's characters on your toast after?
No. So, in the parks, there's, like, a Disney toasty, right? No, you were like...
There is, though. I think there is.
No, there is. You can get, like, actual... Yeah, no.
Yeah, no. So you also can have correct, the characters on
but
your
I'm
toast.
But I'm talking about the rank Disney toasty. So, the Disney toasty, apparently, this is just such, like, American cuisine at its finest. There's like a Disney toastie and everybody goes on about it and everybody tries to recreate it and they go mad for it. And it's like their cheese toastie. But it's like cheddar, like American cheddar. So, you know, it's like plastic.
Yeah.
Like some other kind of like Gruyere.
Okay.
Then cream cheese.
I love cream cheese.
All in the one sandwich, Jen.
I know.
And then some other, but like piled on. Then some other kind of fucking cheese, like American white or something like that. Like fried in mayo. Oh my God. Every time I see these TikTokers recreated, I'm like, you sick animal. You deserve to be put in the pound.
It's a lot.
It's too fucking much. I'm like, you're a disgusting person.
Yeah.
The fact that you're even craving that, who gets them? It just looks so oily and cheesy. I'm like, what?
It's like
actually getting a block of cheddar and just putting two pieces of like big thick sourdough and a load of salt and be like, there you go, there's your fucking... No, it's rotten.
Not great. I have a DM here. Love it. Grew up watching all the Disney classics in the 90s and I'm still mad about them. Takes me back to happier times and the music is so catchy. It's amazing watching them now and how pure filth and innuendos are included in it. It's gas. And he's after sending a meme. And it's, I think, is that Tom and... Oh, no, sorry. I think these... I don't know if that... What movie that's from. It's two mice. Is it American Story or something like that? But it's just basically, it looks like he's pulling anal beads out of his friend's arse. And the meme is anal beads. Disney was ahead of its time.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely filthy.
Right.
So there you go.
Okay, interesting. Always wonder what happened to Disney adults during development to stunt their growth to adults.
Oh. Okay.
Hot take. Enjoy a movie as much as the next person, but Disney weddings should be illegal.
God, that's a strong opinion.
Grown ass women in Disney gear give me the ick, running about in child's pajamas.
I think I'm midway. I don't mind about merch.
Yeah.
Go too far, but like.
Love Disney, love the magic, prefer the more recent movies. Princess doesn't need a prince, kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Like Moana and like Mulan and all them. Kind of like, did you end up finding love? And I suppose, like, do you know all this art? I loved actually in Frozen how Elsa, she was like the main character, and she had to, in order for her to stop fucking freezing stuff, she had to get true love's kiss, but her true love was her sister.
Okay,
it wasn't, she didn't need a man.
Okay, now
Anna ended up getting a bloke, two blokes actually.
Yeah,
Jesus, come one on. Was a prick. Oh. Ended up then finding the love of her life. So it did still happen in the storyline, but the main character, Elsa, her true love was her sister, which I really liked.
Cute.
Thought that was really nice.
Let it go.
Yeah, let it go.
Let it go.
Do not get the adult fascination with Disney. Get it for kids, the excitement, the memories, all that crack. Lovely. But for adults, no. To be honest, the thoughts of going to a wedding that has a Mickey and Minnie Mouse wedding cake topper, now that gives me the ick. Or when you go into an adult and only adult only households, and there's Disney blankets draped over the couches in the sitting room for coziness. No, we can't be friends. I can't be calling over for wine, giving you the latest on me Tinder disasters, all while sitting on Cinderella's polyester face. Not for me. Also, just though I did go to the Magic Kingdom in Florida, and I think it was an epic day out of it. There were no kids here, and alcohol was sold, so... You know, she went as an adult and got pissed. So maybe I'm hypocritical because that's a Disney day I could get on board with. See, me and spending extortionate amount of money on Mickey Mouse headbands after a couple of those slushy type cocktails.
I told you, it's the slushies.
Yeah.
Like, I get the merit because it's like an adult kind of...
But it's also like, it's kind of revisiting your own childhood, just a day for you. Going to Disneyland without kids. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's the novelty of it.
Yeah.
I don't see anything wrong with it. And again, like I said earlier on, I don't see anything wrong with getting into a picture with Mickey Mouse. Like,
no, I don't think that's what she was saying, the girl with the picture. I think she was saying that, like, the ones that, like, physically, and then they're posing, they're doing all, it's just a lot for an adult to do that. Run over, quick pic with Mickey, off you pop. But, like, if you're there, like, straddling Goofy,
straddling Goofy, queuing up for hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, not yeah, that. Yeah,
I'm like, this is a bit too much, you know? Disney adults are a major boner killer, in my opinion. Like, I couldn't fuck you if I wanted to.
Strong,
like it. Very much enjoy Disney, but can't cope with adults Disney bounding. Ectic in parks. So I didn't know what this is. So for the uninitiated, Disney bounding is a subtler, more fashion forward way for fans to show their love for Disney. Instead of wearing full on costumes as cosplayers do, Disney bounders dress up in stylish everyday outfits that are simply inspired by the particular character.
Okay.
So that's that thing that that girl was saying earlier.
The green top and the purple bottoms and bang your aerial.
Yeah. Yeah, just a bit much. Their live action remakes of the classics are always amazing, and I'm not a Disney fan at all.
They are. Now, a lot of them are they're nearly identical. It's like they're running out of things to do.
Yeah, that is. I did notice that. Like, I'm excited for the new Ariel. Little Mermaid. Sorry, yes. Not Ariel. Little Mermaid Halle. I'm fucking so into it. But there is some that I'm just kind of like Emma Watson in Beauty and the Beast.
I think there was in some of the live action... I tell a lie. I can't be sure about Beauty and the Beast. I'd have to look at it again. I think there was a slight change in storyline, but there definitely was in Aladdin, the live action remake.
I saw half of that.
It was fantastic. I thought Will Smith as the genie was just fucking brilliant. But they changed the narrative in it so that Jasmine wasn't such a damsel in distress. Like, they changed it for the times.
I don't feel like she ever really was very damsel in distress.
No, but it was all about, like, she got with Aladdin and he had to prove himself and then he became Sultan, whereas in the live action remake she became Sultan.
Oh, I'm into that.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And like, there was a whole new song introduced to it as well. Ooh. Got to do with her being an independent woman and she's sick of people trying to tell her what to do and
I love it,
all this kind of stuff. Like, there's a whole, and I don't know how that song didn't do better. It was fucking fantastic.
What song? The new one.
Yeah, the new song in the live action remake of Aladdin.
It probably did. You just probably weren't around just that much, do you know?
No, well, like, I mean, if you compare it to Let Go, it definitely didn't.
Oh, fucking Jesus, yeah, I suppose. The Sultan in the cartoon, Aladdin.
Ah, so cute.
Just one of my favourite little guys. He's so cute. I love it. It's like cuteness aggression. I'm like, oh, I want to squeeze you. He's so cute.
Exactly.
I love him.
He's like a little ball, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just rotund.
Yeah.
I just love him. He is the way he jiggles, the way he moves. I'm like, oh, I love you. It's like a dog.
Ah.
So cute. Disney gays. Now, they are a different breed of gays. I have a few friends that are, and it's just not normal.
Okay.
All interesting. Right. Yeah.
I can't say I've come across any. I'd like to. Yes, Disney. I love Disney. I've been visiting the park since I was 4 and now I'm 28. I love it and it brings me so much joy, and I'm known for loving Disney, and for some reason it's something that really helps my anxiety. But I wouldn't be as extreme as some of the Disney adults, and I totally get for most people it's seen as kiddish. It definitely can be cult-like, but when it comes to some of the Disney adults in America who literally live in the parks and spend every ounce of money and on Disney merch, I've seen some Disney adults who have protested outside of Disneyland in California because it's not opened. Fans being outraged over attractions being changed. It's insane. Then there's the whole thing with people purchasing bits off of a Disney shop in UK and selling it for triple the price on eBay. Oh, and all cast members, i.e. staff, have spoken about it being a cult to work for. I'll see if I can find the TikTok and send it. So she's after sending me a link, which I can't fucking click for some reason on this.
You can't click links on Instagram anymore.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's a piss take.
That is a fuck off.
Yeah.
She said, I can't find the one I was looking for, but this is a girl that works for Disney. I could never do that. Fuck that corporate shite. But she has loads up about Disney being a cult. Sorry, I paused there to try and get onto that link and I can't because Instagram is being a dick. So I can't even type it into the search bar for some reason. But she goes on to say, I honestly could speak about the whole Disney thing for ages. There's also the whole letting go of so many cast members this year. I think it was like 32,000 people from people working on attractions, performers, Imagineering, i.e. the people behind the attractions, etc. But they restored salaries to all senior executives. That's actually one of the things that I came across when I was reading up about it. The CEO net worth is currently $690 million. There are cast members in America who have lost healthcare and can't afford to eat, and they're living out of their cars, and it breaks my heart.
Fuck.
Yeah. You would think that Disney would be the type of it, like, because it's so fucking magical.
No, they're always the most corrupt.
That's the thing. It's so heartbreaking, isn't it?
They're always the most corrupt. Also, fuck that.
Do you know what struck me when she said his net worth is $690 million?
What?
I was like, there's actual billionaires out there.
Oh, did you hear today the latest news?
Who?
Elon Musk is the world's richest man. He overtook Jeff Bezos.
Oh, did he? And he could literally end world hunger.
Yeah.
There he is. Just going around looking like Duncan from Blue.
Now, you know why he said he doesn't want to?
Why?
Or not why he doesn't want to. He wants to invest all his money into space.
Yeah, grand, but like help a few people out.
Like, and he's like, but for the future, because this planet isn't going to be here.
Yeah, I can see the merit in that.
Yeah, but there's people dying now, Elon. People dying now.
I'm sure he invests into charities and stuff like that.
But when
you hear of people being billionaires that can literally... if they spread their wealth, everybody would be a millionaire.
Yeah. There's no need. Like it's really
funny. There's no need for one person to have that much fucking money.
No.
It's really not. Like, I'm all for people making money and being successful and done. Yeah, I'd love to be it. I really would. But when it comes to the billionaires, I'm like, it's a bit much.
Yeah. Like, Mackenzie Bezos, she is doing it right.
What'd she do?
She divorced him and she's already given a third of her wealth to charities and she's continuing to do so. Like, she was like, I'll leave myself with whatever I made and everything else will go.
Oh, this is the Amazon.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
She cool girl.
Mm-hmm.
When the world feels dark, there's no harm to escapism, even if it's 100% manufactured.
Yeah.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Somebody here said, they can all get in the bin, end of, no discussion.
Okay, that's a very
strong opinion on that.
Hate the Disney remakes. I think it's a cop out. Just make a new movie.
Well, that's what I mean. Yeah. It does look like they're coming up with, like, they can't really come up with anything. But when they do change the narrative a bit, I feel like they're trying to stay with the times.
Yeah.
You know, and they're obviously just trying to make more fucking money. Like,
and it's easy, isn't it? The script's there.
Exactly.
It's been done. People like it.
And like in 2019, it was just the year of the fucking revisits. Like mm-hmm. Lion King.
Yeah.
Come back out. Like, yeah. There was a lot of stuff that went on.
A lot of stuff. I once went out with a guy in his 30s that was very, very into Disney films. Talk about the ick.
Yeah. I'd see. Now, you'd need to know the context, but it just, when you hear it like that, it's like, okay. Okay.
Yeah, you can be thrown off, can't you?
Mm-hmm.
Can't you?
Mm-hmm.
You can.
Hey, gals. My sister and I love the podcast. Thank you. Can't wait for the episode. We're actually related to Walt Disney. What the fuck?
What?
We're actually related to Walt Disney. He's our fourth cousin and Disney is our surname. It fucking is. I'm only looking at our Disney.
What a fucking cool name.
I was in Greece with a girl who was...
Tell us about Walt.
Your name was...
Where is he?
Did he freeze? No. We went to Disneyland Paris once and we were making a reservation for dinner. The woman asked us what name we'd like to put the booking under, and even without thinking, we said Disney. Needless to say, there was... they were less than impressed and didn't believe us. My mum tried to explain how we are related, but they weren't interested. They must hear it all the time. I've had people tell me before that we talked... before we talked or were proper friends, they thought... I just used Disney as my Instagram and Snapchat because I was a huge fan. Kind of embarrassing when you're 17 and 25. But that is her surname.
Fucking...
I've heard of a few people with the surname Disney. So that's not too outrageous.
I haven't.
That is Matt.
Do you know, I worked with a girl whose surname was Perfect.
Really?
And it was so funny because at the time I was texting my manager and I was like, oh, I met, like, her name's Maria. And I was like, oh, I met Maria. Oh my God. Like, and she's one of the best looking birds I've ever seen in my life. Like, she looks like Bella Hadid on crack. Like, she's fucking unbelievable. And she was like, oh, Miss Perfect, blah, blah, blah. I was like, yeah, she is Miss Perfect. She was like, no, that's her name. And I was like, huh?
That's her name.
That's her name.
Fits,
I was like,
Bill.
Yeah, I know. I was like, wow. Of course her fucking name is Perfect.
If the shoe fits and all
I know. And oh God, she was so stylish and she was so minted. And oh, she was,
oh, stop.
Oh, I still want to be you. I know. I still follow her on Instagram. I still creep on her because I just like, oh, you're so perfect.
I might follow her myself. Maria Perfect, everyone. Maria Perfect. I am not a Disney adult, but I grew up in San Francisco and was surrounded by them. I grew up with girls who had never travelled outside of California but took multiple trips a year to Disneyland. I'm 28 now and these girls still take multiple trips a year to Disneyland, obviously pre-COVID. When I was going to Ireland for college, I said I'd like to go because I had never been. Off I went with my sister at 18, she was 26. After the weekend there, we both were saying that we didn't understand the whole Disney thing. It's so wild. People spend literally the entire week / 10 days there. It's also not cheap. In fact, quite expensive. Why would you go to Disneyland when you could just go to a destination in Europe for the same price?
Yes and no. Yes and no. Yes and no.
I do like the novelty of it. And a lot of people would put Disneyland, the Magical Kingdom and Universal Studios, that kind of thing, down to like a once in a lifetime. Oh, that for me it would be.
Okay.
Do you know?
I would love to go to first of all, I've never been to Florida. I really feel like I should go. But I'd lean more toward Universal than I would Disney. But I would go there for the rides.
Yeah.
And that would be the crack for me. Getting pissed, day drinking, hopping on the rides.
Mm.
Love a bit of that. I would not be there for taking photos, buying merch, eating toasties, apparently.
Yeah.
Any of that kind of shit. So I do, like, this is what I mean. I don't want to be rude, but I don't get a lot of it. But at the same time, yes, but also no.
Mm. Yeah, I feel it. I feel you.
Yeah. And I do think it is right. Like, if it gives people a bit of escapism and it gives them, like, a little hug in a movie, then go for it. I just don't know if I am that person or ever will be.
Yeah. I still stand. I'm kind of middle ground. I don't mind a pair of pyjamas. Don't mind... an old bit of merch, not too mad, and I definitely will go to Disneyland on my own, like as an adult without kids. But like, I have Bobby now, so that'd be just bad out on the kid.
I wouldn't, but I think you're right. I wouldn't bring him until he's much older.
No, that's the
doesn't deserve it.
I might give it a trial run. Like, he's too young.
Oh, you're too young anyway.
I would highly recommend Florida. It's both bonkers but quite good, quite amazing.
Very expensive.
I'm sure it's completely different to when I was there though.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, guys.
Thank you so much for tuning in. I think we felt like, well, I feel like we unpacked a lot.
We did. Mm. A boatload of views on Patreon.
Thanks so much for joining us.
Was it Ray?
Was it Ray that tipped us? We are about to record our episode called Where Are They Now?
Oh, I'm so excited. Okay. I've been waiting for this one. Turn it up.
I can't fucking wait for it. Yeah, so we're going to go and do that. So we love yous and leave yous. We'll talk to yous next week. And we thank you so much. Join and come over to Patreon. We love you. Bye. Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.